no home. I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home. Ooh, ooh,
ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh. We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed at dial. Please check the number or try your call again.
Pardon me, sir.
Yeah?
Are you by chance a vicious criminal?
Good afternoon and welcome to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host, and Halzine Heffy, here to help you down the long and winding road of home ownership. REACH is the acronym for Real Estate Education and Community Housing. We assist low to moderate income families, and sometimes a little bit more than moderate income families, reach the American dream of home ownership. And we do that through education, financial awareness, and monetary assistance. Our mission is placing families in a home, not just a house. The toll-free number for REACH is 855-48-REACH. That's 855-48-REACH. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and just call 855-487-3224. Or you may use the coveted mouse of navigation and visit our website at reachforhousing.org. That's REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Coming up on today's show, we'll check up on the foreclosure factory and see what's churning there. And Renee Farrell will join us with the latest report from the Triumph Mission Church in Haiti. Then we'll take a look at the latest craze about lighting your home like a Hollywood movie set. Well, sort of. And then we have the shotgun approach to the short sale target market. And our last guest is the Annie Oakley of short sales, so you don't want to miss out on that. And something else that's in the mix, Reach Radio Spotlight Home of the Week. We'll show you how the good folks at Reach can make this house your home. Right now, let's take a look at South Florida's latest real estate headlines brought to you by reachforhousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counselors. Now here's Reach Radio's news director, Mort Ages.
Good afternoon. This is Mort Ages with the news headlines. Four ways the government shutdown affects new mortgages. We'll be talking about that. The next one, Florida homeowners get another break as banks scramble. And regulators encourage institutions to work with borrowers affected by the government shutdown. And the last news story, monsters of the housing market, vampire REOs and zombie foreclosures. Details of these stories at the bottom of the hour. Back to our handsome host and housing jefe. You've got the those zombie foreclosures coming up.
I am a zombie. Just don't tell anybody.
Well, I know Halloween is coming, so, you know, we...
Well, now you know what I'm going to dress up like. That's just not fair. Well, when we return, the master of foreclosure law shares what not to do information with you, and then an update on the Triumph Haitian Mission Church in Haiti. After that, Lisa Bond has information about the latest lighting craze, so stay with us. Reach Radio is on the air and open for business.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a Reach certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing at reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing at reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3244.
Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host, and Halzine Heffy. Here to let you know that Sunday, October the 20th, from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m., Reach will be hosting their first-time homebuyers workshop at their office located at 8409 North Military Trail in Palm Beach Gardens. Just look for that great big Reach sign hanging over Suite 112. You know, when you complete this workshop, you will be HUD certified with a real understanding of the home buying process, and you'll be able to accurately determine just how much you can afford to pay for your new home. For additional information about REACH's first-time homebuyers workshop, call them toll-free at 855-48-REACH. That's 855-48-REACH or 855-487-3224. Now, there is a $35 fee for this special workshop, but that includes lunch and beverages. REACH is a HUD-approved housing agency with experienced realtors, appraisers, lenders, and housing counselors here to assist you in purchasing your first home. And here's a little helpful tip. Just found out about this last week. A first-time home buyer, as defined by HUD, is someone who hasn't owned a home in the last 3 years. So even if you've owned a home before and you take that three-year gap, you are considered by HUD a first-time home buyer. So even if HUD has a reset button they hit, and I guess that works for them, so there's really no excuse for you to plan to attend this valuable first-time home buyers workshop. That's Sunday, October the 20th, starting at 1 p.m., wrapping up at 7. REACH is located at 8409 North Military Trail in Palm Beach Gardens. Call them today toll-free at 855-48-REACH. That's 855-48-REACH or 855-487-3224. And remember to press 0 for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out. All classes are taught in Spanish, English, and Creole. So that's a good thing. So there's really no excuse for you to attend. Folks, it's a good class. You need to do that. HUD requires it if you want to get into their program. Well, our first guest is attorney at law Tim Morrell. He's been with us before. Tim, we thank you for coming back on the show again. He's a champion when it comes to defending the rights of homeowners, and he's a strong voice against unethical foreclosure practices. And who doesn't do that nowadays? Tim, welcome to the show.
Hi, good to be here.
Yeah, who doesn't do unethical foreclosures? That's hard to find, right?
No comment.
Staying clear, I guess. You know, what exactly drove you into the foreclosure market? I mean, there must have been a passion there somewhere, right?
Well, I've always done litigation ever since I first started practicing in 1983. And one of my areas has been real estate litigation. And so if you have any friends at all, I'm not saying that attorneys have a lot of friends, but if you have any friends at all in this market, and if they had real estate, then somebody's going to come to you and say, I've got a problem, something's wrong, I need help.
Have you ever seen anything, you said, since 82?
83.
83? Man, I got a kid that old. That's a long time being in the business. Have you seen anything in the past like there is today in the foreclosure realm?
Nothing. This is horrible. It gets at my heart. There are times when I come back from court and I'm feeling so, I don't want to say angry, but it's a feeling like I always believed in truth, justice, the American way. I want to believe in our court system. I want to believe that that's where we have a chance. Even the smallest person's voice can have an equal playing field. And as much as it pains me to say that, my personal experience in these trenches is that that's not the case. And especially if you're somebody that's trying to do this on your own without a lawyer, you have no shot. I mean, I will just tell you, go over any Tuesday afternoon about 1:30 and watch the summary judgment hearings. The judges will come out. There's one judge in particular I can think of. He's very nice to the people. There'll be 100 people in that gallery. And he'll say, don't worry, I'll have you out of here in an hour. And I know that what most of you people need is time. And after, I can help you by setting a sale date a little bit later, maybe 3 months, give you 3 or 4 months. What the people don't really understand that he's saying is, I'm going to rule against you, I'm going to take your house, and I'm just going to give you a little bit more time. And oh, by the way, since I'm going to have 100 people of cases here in 1 hour, that means I'm not really even going to look at this file. Whatever the bank lawyer tells me, that's what I'm going to do. And that's what happens.
Wow. I used to believe in that too, truth, justice, and the American way. I used to watch Superman every day on TV, but it doesn't seem that it's turned out that way. You know, one of the biggest fears that I've always had, and not personally, but just when you think about this marketplace and what happened, what happens to the guy, talk about falling through the crack, what happens to the guy that's got a 20-year mortgage, he's been paying on that house for 15 years, he's never been late, he's the perfect client, always there, then the economy falls apart, then he loses his job. And now the bank is knocking on his door saying, we want your house. Well, What happens to that 15 years of equity that that man put in, or that family put into that house, paying those payments every single month, and then a hiccup in the economy, he loses his job, and there goes 15 years worth of work right down the drain? There's nothing in the law or nothing in any contract that can circumvent that. Or is there something I don't know about?
No, Al, you know everything. So.
That's why I make the big bucks, folks.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, what do you do with that guy?
Well, you try to help him as best you can. There may be a number of things going on that can help him, especially if you get to him before he's made a default, before he's in arrears. When he, if he comes to you and says, I've lost my job, I don't know how I'm going to make my next payment, that's the time that you can help him. And there are several programs out there. Florida Hardest Hit Program, there's federal programs. There are a number of programs, even groups like yours, the REACH group. That's where I would send them. The very first things that I have people do in that situation is we call the lender, because as bad a boogeyman as they may be, believe it or not, they don't want to eat alone either. And so if you can get them while there's still time, and one of them, we talked about unethical practices. One of the things that I think I can say without fear of successful contradiction is if you talked to any number of lawyers and any number of real estate people out there, that a few years back, if a client came to the lender before they were going to miss a payment because of this, almost always the lender's people on the phone would have said, I can't help you until you're in default.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a horrible trap, because once they have you in default, then all of those acceleration clauses kick in, the penalty interest kicks in. It's, they have you in a vice grip and there's no way out.
Right. And I know of a situation like that where
I know of all too many. And when I think of, when I see foreclosures, I have one client in particular who had a situation like you talked, 20 years, been making his payments. He was in the construction business. As a matter of fact, he owned a construction company. Sure. And he called his senators. He did everything you could possibly do. He said, I don't want to be in default. And the lender, it was GMAC at the time, I can tell you that much. And GMAC's representatives told him, we can't help you unless you're in default.
Right.
And if you think about it a little bit from somebody's on the other side of this, maybe they look at it like, well, as long as we're getting paid, we don't have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why we're not going to help you. If you're in default, now all of a sudden, you know, we have a problem and then we can work with you. But that's very unethical, and it puts somebody in a situation where once that default's happened, then they're facing a judge who's just going to say, well, I can't do anything for you. Mm-hmm. And in that situation I told you about, the judge will tell these clients, tell all of these people out there, look, I know you guys are you're working with the bank, and sometimes the banks have lost your paperwork 2-3 times. You're working on a modification, but their lawyers are here today, and this is a different thing. I can only look at, was a payment made? Are you in default? And if you are, then I have to go their way.
You're basically in the clog of the machinery, and there's not much you can do about it because the wheels are too big.
Well, that's called dual tracking, and actually it is something that you can do something about now. And I'm thankful for the multi-state settlement. Our own Attorney General, Pam Bondi, did sign off on that. And the banks, most of the big ones, the big name banks, are signatories to this. And so if your case is going down the foreclosure court path, the bank is supposed to, if they're working with you, the bank is supposed to ask for a stay, and the court should give it. Has that happened in any case that I have right now? No. I actually took a letter from Pam Bondi that she wrote at the beginning of September, and I gave that to one of our general magistrates here because he did not know that. Mm. And he was giving a tongue lashing to the people in the gallery there about why is your case is sitting, you know, we've got it. People were saying they were trying to modify, we need to move these cases, clear them out. And I told him, I said, our case has been sitting because my client is working. I have four letters in the last 3 weeks. We're trying to do a short sale or modification, and they've been working with us, so we shouldn't be here. Not only that, you should know that, and the bank's lawyer should have asked for a stay.
So the banks are like caught up in the machine too.
So they know better. And they have a duty to come in there. If they're working, they can't. They should not be dual tracking. That's the height of treachery to be talking settlement with you in one hand and meanwhile circling around behind your back to stab you and take your house.
Oh, yeah. The mafia did that all the time. It's a standard operating procedure. And you know, you say there's help out there. And there is. And because of the situation, there's been a lot of attorneys and people pop up and say, I can help. And probably only half of them can help. So that leads us into the potential scam market. And we talked about that once before. And what should a person be looking for when they're trying to get help? They're at their weakest point. They need help. They go to somebody they think they can trust, and it doesn't work out that way. What are some of the signs that people should look for when they knock on that attorney's door?
Well, the first thing they should do is do their homework before they knock on that attorney's door, and it's not that hard to do. You can go on the internet. You can ask friends, find good referrals. I don't advertise at all. I do things like this. I go out. I give speeches. I talk to people. But I don't advertise at all, and I've never found the need to. And so I would just tell you that you need to do your homework. But if somebody asks you for a big retainer, or if they want money up front, if they're trying to take a piece of the action, I know that there's some law firms out there that are saying that if they get a percentage of whatever they save you. So if you know that your house is worth $300,000, you paid $300,000 for the house, and it's only worth in today's market $100,000. And they're going to do a deal based on what they saved you. Well, they're right off the bat, they're going to say they saved you $200,000.
Right.
But that's crazy. They didn't do any work for that. And how are you going to pay it anyway? You're going to be right back in the same jackpot. And then a lot of them want a certain amount of money for file review and maintenance every month. Well, I can understand how that might be something to work on, negotiate, but look at that number. If that's too much money every month, if they're saying, well, that's better than if they're doing it as a rental, charging what your rent would be, that's, I think, is not right.
Absolutely. Well, folks, we've been speaking with attorney Tim Morrell. He's a champion when it comes to defending the rights of homeowners and a very strong advocate against unethical foreclosure methods. And you could reach him, I guess this is the same, 561-329-4000.
Right.
That'll get right to you. Or you can go to his website at timmorrell.com. That's TimMorrell.com. Tim, thanks for being on the show today. We really appreciate you stopping by.
Great to see you all.
All right. Well, after the break, Reach Radio will spotlight our home of the week and show you how the good folks at Reach can make this house your home, helping low to moderate income families reach the American dream of home ownership. That's our mission. So don't go back. We'll be right away.
Ain't got no home.
You have a heart because you know what happened to your neighbors. REACH is a tax-deductible, HUD-approved organization. Their funding comes from HUD, corporate sponsors, and individual donors like you. They're here to help those in need with their trained counselors, certified in home buyer training, reverse mortgages, credit rebuilding, and foreclosure prevention. They've helped families stay in their homes, stabilizing community. They've placed families in homes throughout Florida. If you can help, even a small donation goes a long way with this group. REACH is highly regulated and audited, and your donations are tax-deductible and will be used for community stabilization. 85% of all donations given to REACH are from people like you. Give of your funds, your time, and your support. It will keep your property values high and help restore a family. Check us out at reachforhousing.org. Email us at housing@reachforhousing.org. That's the number 4, housing.org. Or call 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Ellen Mason, your host and housing heffy. If you're a new listener to Reach Radio, then you should know that we're here to help you achieve the American dream of home ownership. Something else we'd like you to know is that Reach has a heart, and they put their money where their heart calls. 5 weeks ago, we announced our Reach Challenge. For the remaining 25 days, Reach will match your donations dollar for dollar up to $5,000 for the construction effort of Triumph Haitian Mission Church in Haiti. Reach supports Pastor Michelin in building that church so that he may assist those hardest hit during the earthquakes that shook Haiti a few years ago. Part of the construction is complete, and with our financial assistance, Pastor Michelin will finish the church before Thanksgiving. That's what we're praying for. So please send your tax-deductible gifts paid to the order of Triumph Haitian Mission in care of Reach at 8409 North Military Trail, Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, 33410. That's 8409 North Military Trail, Palm Beach Gardens, 33410. We promise to keep you up to date with the construction progress, so joining us right now is Renee Farreau. She's Pastor Michelin's lovely wife and valuable assistant. Renee, what's the latest report on the Triumph Haitian Mission Church?
The latest, let me first of all just say thank you so much for allowing us to have this opportunity, because it's without Reach's help, this would not be possible.
Well, we understand a few checks have come in.
That's what I've been hearing. Yeah. Keep it coming so we can get this church built. Pastor Michelin is very excited. He's going to be coming back here very soon, and hopefully he'll be on the air with us in a couple of weeks, if not next week. And he's just coming back here to get himself rested up and refreshed and ready to head back down and continue the building. So we're just excited for that.
So what's going on over there? The walls up, the roof on, the windows in?
What's
the status?
Alan, I wish I could say that were true, but right now we're still waiting for the money that we need. You know, the supplies are so costly there, and it's just going to take a lot of effort.
And they're not easy to get there either, because everything has to be imported, right?
Yeah, and then we don't have the right truck, so we have to hire someone to bring it to us, and you know, things get very costly very quick. So
we just bring it across the border from the Dominican Republic sometimes, if we can get away with that. But
maybe
I don't think so. I know there's a lot of folks down there that they're still living in tents, and it's been a few years since the earthquakes. How do you live in a tent for 2 years?
It's been even longer than that for some. I mean, the earthquake was actually 2010, so it's been almost 3 years. And
wow.
It's very hard. It's very challenging for them to do that. There are people that do receive government assistance, but even then, just living day to day is what they do. You know, they'll go out and raise their chickens, go sell the eggs, and what the money they sell for that day is what they use to eat. So.
Right. Well, let me tell you, it's not an easy task that he's doing, and he needs your help, folks, and it's only a little bit of money. We're asking for anything, and Reach will match what you put in.
Mm-hmm.
You want to send $10, we'll kick in $10. You want to send $100, we'll kick in $100, but anything to help get the church built, that's our mission.
Exactly, and every dollar will count, so we do appreciate it again, and I look forward to having Pastor Michelin here next week to give us an update his own self.
There you go.
And you can see his excitement, too. So.
Well, thanks for stopping by, Renee. I know it's a big trip to come to the station just to give us a little report, but, you know, it's what we need. And, you know, Reach assists the people of Haiti both in South Florida and abroad. That's why Reach will match your donations dollar for dollar up to $5,000. So let's send a special Thanksgiving gift to those hardest hit in Haiti. Send your tax-deductible gift paid to the order of Triumph Haitian Mission in care of Reach at 8409 North Military Trail, Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, 33410. Thanks for helping, and thanks for donating. Okay. This week's Spotlight Home is brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Their phone number is 561-351-8000. That's a pretty easy number to remember, 561-351-8000. This condo is located in Delray Beach. It has 2 bedrooms, 2 full baths with a screened-in entrance. It has new wood floors, new baths, new central air conditioning, new fans. Folks, I guess you could say this has been totally renovated. And just out the back door is a very large courtyard and a spacious private yard on the side of the building. The property is located in the High Point of Delray West community. The community has a pool, a clubhouse, tennis courts, a picnic area. It's a short drive to the beach, and it's the perfect home for a young family. Once again, it's 2 bedrooms, 2 baths. It's in Delray Beach with a screened-in entrance patio. It has new wood floors, new baths, central air, new fans. It's been totally renovated and ready for you. So to make this house your home, simply call the good folks at Pat Tracy and Associates. It's 561-351-8000. 561-351-8000. You can't miss that. And that's this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Give them a call and see if they can't help you get into that home. Okay, Reach Radio's second stage is about to launch. Santa Shepherd is here. She'll be joining us with some interesting information about short sales. Then Lisa Bond beams in with some landscape lighting tips. And, of course, real estate news at the bottom of the hour with our crack news director, Mort Ages. Mort, I believe it's the bottom of the hour, by golly. What do you got? There's that sound.
There's that sound again.
Watch, okay. Children. Something's going down.
Okay, there's that sound. This is Mort Ages with the news. Under normal conditions, home buyers would be leaping off the fence to grab lower mortgage rates. But with the shutdown, there's enough uncertainty in the air to keep mortgage consumers on the sidelines until Uncle Sam is open for business again. Some of the uncertainty over the mortgage market and the government stoppage is linked to facts on the ground, and some is closer to fiction. With the uncertainty as a backdrop, let's clear the air and point to four ways the shutdown really does impact the mortgage market. Number one, lower rates may be due to the shutdown. By and large, mortgage rates move with the direction of the economy. If banks and mortgage lenders think the economy is slowing, as it likely will under prolonged shutdown, they will lower rates to attract more business. Number two, FHA loans will be affected. If you're a consumer waiting on an FHA loan, you could be out of luck for now. In fact, approved mortgages will certainly be slowed down with the FHA, that's Federal Housing Administration, shutdown. Number three, IRS documents out of reach. Another consequence of the U.S. government shutdown is the inability of mortgage firms to verify a borrower's income via his or her U.S. tax returns. By law, any mortgage loan approval is subject to the review by the mortgage lender of at least 1 year's worth of federal tax returns and must be verified by the IRS through a 4506 transcript. With the IRS staffers at home or at the beach, that process is stalled as tax agency workers are unable to verify tax return documents. And number four, a weaker U.S. housing market. The U.S. Housing and Urban Development, which runs the Federal Housing Authority, only has 337 out of 8,700 managers and staffers on the job this week. The longer HUD is blacked out, the more potential problems for the U.S. housing market. The next news story. Palm Beach County's foreclosure filings are down again last month as the state's new foreclosure law continues to stymie lenders. Just 546 new foreclosures were filed with Palm Beach County Clerk of the Court in September, down from 580 in August and down from 1,200 from September of last year. September was the third full month of the law, which is dubbed the Fast Track Foreclosure Law because it allows any lien holder to request a quickie court proceeding. But the legislation, which took effect July 1st, also requires the lenders to have the original notes and paperwork when they file the foreclosure or provide proof of how and when the note was lost. The next news story. Five federal regulatory agencies are encouraging the financial institutions to work with customers affected by the government shutdown. Prudent workout arrangements that are consistent with safe and sound lending practices are generally in the long-term best interest of the financial institution, the borrower, and the economics of today. Affected borrowers may face a temporary hardship in making payments such as mortgages, student loans, car loans, credit cards, and other debts. These federal agencies are encouraging their financial institutions to consider prudent workout arrangements. The agencies realize that the effect of the federal government shutdown on individuals should be transitory, and prudent efforts to modify terms on existing loans should not be subject to examiner criticism. And the last news story, RealtyTrack has identified two monsters threatening the housing recovery, vampire REOs and zombie foreclosures. Vampire REOs are bank-owned homes that are still occupied by the previous homeowner who was foreclosed on. On the surface, these properties often look like normal, non-distressed homes. But beneath the surface, they represent a shadow inventory that is becoming more imminent as rising home prices motivate banks to sell off these homes to try to recuperate their losses on the secured loans. Zombie foreclosures are homes that are still languishing in the foreclosure process, but have been vacated by the homeowner being foreclosed. Often these homes are more distressed, falling into disrepair, and don't have regular maintenance and upkeep. As such, they represent a threat to the surrounding neighborhood, dragging down home values. In addition, homeowners left the property are not aware they're responsible for property taxes and other expenses that come with the home ownership, leaving them in a tougher financial spot when they discover this reality. And that's the news. Back to our handsome host and housing jefe, Alan Mason.
Thanks, Mort. I want to just rewind for a second here. They shut down the IRS? Was that part of the government shutdown? I don't remember anything like that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think, you know, there's skeleton crews.
Oh.
But.
There's where the vampires come from. You know, you talked about vampires, and I was thinking, yeah, vampire homes? Yeah, it's just like the House of Representatives and everybody else up there. They're all vampires. They shut everything down on us, those bums. Yeah. But anyway, let's move right along. Thanks for that hot news there, Morty. I appreciate it.
I know you like it's Halloween times or coming up to Halloween, so you like the vampire REOs. And,
yeah, I got
and
a
zombie
great
foreclosures.
I have a great costume. I'm going to dress up like a congressman, and then nobody will know who I am. Okay, joining us now is Sandra Shepherd. She's an independent real estate agent specializing in short sales and first-time home buyers. She started in the real estate business in 2006, and the following year she became a certified distressed property expert. Sandra, welcome to Reach Radio.
Hi, thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, glad to have you here. You know, you're a member of the Women's Council of Realtors and currently the 2011 past president of the Greater Palm Beach chapter. What do you do in your spare time?
Just keep selling and trying to help people.
Well, nothing. And you also grew up in South Florida, so you're pretty attuned to the marketplace and the people that live here,
and
right?
All the changes that have been happening. Yes, been here, born and raised in South Florida.
Okay, as long as you're not a vampire, right?
No.
All right, good. Well, we have some Reese's Pieces in the studio just in case, you know, we have one drop by. So tell me, what does a certified distressed property expert do?
A certified distressed property expert helps sellers. We consult with them and try and counsel them on what their options are when they're in distress with their property, whether they should sell it, speak to their lender, what their options are.
So you counsel people that are about ready to lose their homes, or is that the...
Yes, and give them options and reach out to their lender. I work with a team. I work with a title company and an attorney, so we can counsel them for the best options for them.
Right. Well, what is the short sale? I mean, I hear a lot about it, and I know what it is, but is there a technical term that I'm missing? Just what actually is a short sale?
A short sale is when the lender agrees to take less than what you owe on your property.
Well, why would they do that?
So, first of all, it won't go into foreclosure.
Okay. Well, yeah, I know the answer.
You know, why? Just so that they want the house maintained. They want you to stay in it. They want to negotiate with you and work your way out of your home. So they will take less than what you owe. So you list your house and you present them with an offer. And if it meets their guidelines, they will accept the offer. Yeah.
That's a big problem for banks, isn't it? I mean, there are city ordinances that require that the grass be maintained, the house be cut. And you know, it's not bad when you think about, oh, they've got a couple of houses. They send a guy out, they cut the grass, and everything's fine. But the banks have thousands of houses.
Right.
So it really costs them a lot of money to keep and maintain a house. So a short sale would be a good thing, right?
Right, because they want you to stay in the house.
Yeah.
Or, and they don't want it to affect, you remember, you might be talking about one particular house, but those lenders have other houses in the neighborhood, and they don't want to see those property values being driven downwards, you know.
Sure, it ruins it for the whole group.
It's there. A rollerball effect on the downside.
So how long have you been doing short sales, per se?
Actually, since I got into the real estate business in 2006, it was the new thing, that craze that was happening, and that was going to be my expertise. I started, you know, really focusing on the short sales.
Smart girl. You figured out here's a vertical market, and I'll go take advantage of that. And
exactly.
Well, good. And you help people out in the same time.
Yes, because it is a very stressful time for them. They don't know what to do. They don't know where to start.
Sure. Well, we didn't have that big of a problem in 2006, but 2008. So
right.
You must have seen a few changes happening in the market of short sales, right?
Yes. Well, back then, no one really knew what was going on. I mean, the real estate agents were trying to work with the lenders. The lenders really didn't have a process. So there is a better and improved process since 2006. because there are so many things that came on the market. I think everybody kind of learned from it.
Right. Well, how long does it normally take to close a short sale from the day you say, hey, I'm in trouble, I need some help, and someone says?
Well, it really kind of depends on the lender.
Okay.
There are some lenders that are more experienced. I've had approvals in 30 days, 45 days. I have one that I'm working on now. It's been over a year, and you can just tell this particular lender doesn't have a process going on, where the bigger lenders, they have a process, so you can get them done right away.
Yeah, I think they call those policies and procedures.
Yes, yes, and some of them have too many of them. They're all trying to protect themselves.
Absolutely. You know, that's like poison to my ears. Whenever I hear that, I go somewhere and I say, well, can you do this? I'm sorry, that's not our policy. I always tell them, well, hey, I'm sorry, it's not my policy either, so what are you going to do? So what's the bottom line for a homeowner? I mean, when you're on the bottom, you can't make your house payments, you're about ready to give up. Instead of giving up, what should we do?
You should call me. You should call a professional real estate agent that can counsel you on your options. Together, we can call your lender, see what your options are, if you can save your home. But the best thing probably is to put it up on the market and negotiate a short sale with the lender.
Right. How do you see the market recovering here? Are we going to be out of this mess in a few years, or do you think it's going to take a little bit longer than that?
I'm more positive about it. I do think the lenders are helping a little bit by trying to drive up the market value. And if they're driving up the market value, there's less short sales out there. You have more equity in your home, which makes less short sales out there. And
right.
People have they can go the traditional way of selling their home and not having to have a third party, which is the lender, approve the sale for them.
Right. We have much, much more we can talk about, but I think the clock is beating us up here. So I'm just going to have to say thanks for coming on the show. We appreciate that. You want to get a hold of Sandra, the number is 561-789-0280. That's 561-789-0280. Or you could visit her on her website, and you're going to love this. I love this website here. I don't know how you got that. It's sandysellsboca.com. I'd like to buy Boca. If you have it for sale there, it's SandySellsBoca, sandysellsboca.com. Thanks for being on the show. Up next, Lisa Bond, the original hurricane prepper, with some tips on landscape lighting. Then Mort's Minute is loaded in a slingshot of brotherly love, and he's ready to twang it on out of here. So don't change that channel, or we'll spell your name backwards.
Ain't got no home.
Looking for a home? Don't understand all the numbers and the housing language? You've seen all the housing problems and are just afraid to make the next move. After all, this is the biggest purchase of your life. Reach out to the good folks at REACH, a HUD-approved housing counseling agency. Their trained staff will walk you through and stay with you until you get into your home. If you're in a home now and have made some mistakes, they're there to help. Their mission is to inspire and motivate you to achieve or maintain the dream of home ownership through education, counseling, and grant assistance. They're your Florida community friends. Reach out today. They'll reach back, and you'll be glad you did. Call 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224, or email housing@reachforhousing.org. Check out our webpage, reachforhousing.org. That's the number 4, housing.org. We're there for you.
Ain't got no home. I know lady wrong. Ain't got no home. I know face wrong.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. You're listening to Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, working as hard as possible for you, our listeners. If you're a homeowner, then our next guest has some information that could make your home look like a Hollywood movie star set. Lisa Bond, a lifelong Floridian born and raised in South Florida, has been dubbed the original hurricane prepper. Lisa, welcome to Reach Radio once again.
Hi, Al. Great to have you back. Be back again.
Ah, well, it's always good to have you on the show. You know that. So let's find out what's going on with this Hollywood lighting stuff. What's that all about? I'm going to become a movie star now?
Al, actually, you've done that before, so we're not going to go down that path.
That's right. I forgot about that. Yeah.
it's become trendy for people, not only for security purposes, but for the pleasure of their gardens. Or around their houses to do a lot of landscape lighting.
Oh, You know, it's the latest trend I hear. I mean, I can't believe that. I mean, we worked in television sets, folks, for 25, 30 years, and we know what it's like to light up the set and all the little things you have to do to get that going on. And when I heard, oh, yeah, people are lighting up their houses now like a set, and I thought, why would they do that? So, Lisa, why would they do that?
Well, again, it goes back to a couple different things. There's a lot of interesting things on the market now. There's, you know, solar lights are great because it's not going to cost you anything. They're easy to install. You stick them in the ground. The rope lights, they make a really nice ambient low light along your hedges and things like that to light up pathways and things so that you can get to where you need to go safely.
Right.
There's also lighting that, you know, should you have a house number, like a lot of people have a stone out front, it's really important that you light that up for a couple reasons. First of all, you have guests coming over. They need to find you.
Hey, the pizza delivery guy needs to find you.
The pizza delivery guy, absolutely. And then on top of that, God forbid something happens, you need paramedics, firefighters, the police department. Somebody needs to be able to find you.
That's true.
So your house number should be well lit. Your entryway, your stairways, things like that should be well lit so that nothing is a safety issue. If you want to do something that looks nice, you light trees from the bottom. It kind of highlights the bark and the underside of the leaves and gives a nice glow. Make sure you don't light up your windows. Make sure you don't light up the neighbors' houses. You want to focus on your plant beds and things like that. It's really nice. You know, you drive by and things are well lit and it's not too much and it gives people something nice to look at.
Is it very expensive? I know in the studio lighting is an entirely different thing. We light from the top down and landscaping is from the bottom up. So
well,
is it expensive or what?
Some of it is very inexpensive, and I'll give you a couple of really interesting examples. A lot of people on their porches use candles. An alternate to that would be a string of like holiday lights in a ball and put under a piece of glass. So you hook that up, and it makes a very interesting, subtle table light.
Oh, neat.
You know, there's different stores that have very, very inexpensive solar lighting now. The little post pieces that you put in the ground.
Right.
So there's no electric to hook up. There's nothing going on with any of that. You just stick them in the ground and you're good to go.
You know, I was just going to ask you that. Do you need an electrician to come out to your house, a licensed electrician to take care of any of that wiring, or can you do it with?
If you're going to go overboard.
No pun intended, right?
Yeah. If you're going to go all out and you want to really do a lot of landscape lighting per se, and you're not going to use low voltage, you're going to hook up into the house. Usually they want to put that on a separate breaker. So in that particular case, yeah, you would have to have somebody come out that was professional to bury those lines the proper depth as well as hook that into your panel. Otherwise, like I said, there's everything is so inexpensive now as far as a solar peg, they're $3-4 at some of the stores.
Right. Well, when you're talking about lighting up trees, unless you put those little snow lights, is that what they call them? And we're going to talk about that in a second, too. Christmas is coming, so you're going to be lighting up your house. So
I don't know what a snow light is.
Oh, those little white lights that look like snowflakes or something.
Oh.
Is there a... okay.
Okay. So
all right, what's the real name?
I don't know that there's anything except that they're a white string light for the holidays. I don't know that...
Well, I know that a lot of restaurants put those lights in their trees and they leave them there all year long. And I'm thinking if you're going to light your house up, that would be a nice accentuation to the lighting of your home, right?
Those, you must make sure that you have the outdoor lights for that. Make sure that you're not using indoor. Make sure you're using exterior.
Right.
A lot of that has to do with the moisture in South Florida and keeping your wires dry and safe and et cetera. Then you've got extension cords you have to deal with. You need to make sure that's done properly. You need to be careful with that.
Right.
During the holidays, there's a lot of fires inside and outside the home due to holiday lighting. So you need to be really careful.
Well, let's just, before we move on to holiday lighting, I want to just find out one thing about the home lighting and the landscape. That's what they call it, right? Landscape lighting?
Yes, when you're highlighting things in your landscape, yes.
Who designs that? I mean, is that something the average person could just say, oh, I want a red light here and a blue light there? Or is it better to bring in a professional that can look at your home and...
That's a matter of opinion. I mean, I think that I can pretty much look at the half a dozen trees that are out front and go, no, that one's not... I don't want anybody to see that one.
Well, you know, I know in the biz, we call them gels. They're different colored gels,
yes,
that go on top of the lights. What do they do when you walk into Home Depot or Lowe's or somebody like that and say, "What I need a colored light." What do they?
Well, they do actually have different colored bulbs, as well as they probably have something similar. And ours were actually plastic, and we used cools and hots. And the same thing applies when you're using them in the yard. You want to If you want something to look warm, then you're going to use warm colors. If you want something cooled, you'll
like,
use...
Like what, warm colors?
Oranges, ambers, browns, yellows. Those are warm colors.
Right.
Anything on the cool side would be greens and blues. Those things would make things look cooler than... You don't want anything stark white, because that just... It just that's not a pretty...
Yeah. you don't want to mix them up either. You know, you have to keep your colors kind of consistent. Again, depending on your house. But it is a nice thing to do, and it'll increase the value of your home, right?
It can. You want things to look nice. You keep things trimmed. You keep things looking like they should as far as your neighborhood's concerned. Your homeowners association, if you have one of those, any of those things can
right.
count. So
now,
it adds value.
If you're going to overdo it, then you'd want to put a light on every single tree in your front yard, right? Is that you don't want to overdo it, right?
No. You want to highlight specific things that bring focus to different areas. Usually something tall would be highlighted if there were things in front of it so that it would show a glow and it would show the steps of your lowest to your mid landscape and then your tree or what have you behind it.
Right. Well, it's always good to make your house look right. So let's talk real quick, just a few seconds left here, about holiday lighting. What are some of the tips that people are going to be running extension cords and plugging things
yes,
in?
Yes, everybody, please, please be very, very careful. Make sure that nothing is in water, nothing's on the ground or dragging. Make sure that nothing has exposed wires. Just please be very careful. Safety first.
Okay. Well, thanks, Lisa, for coming on the show again. Always a joy to have you here. Should I give out your cell phone number again?
No.
Oh, come on.
And it's not my cell phone number. You just need to stop.
She doesn't like the 555-867-5309, but Lisa, you're always a charm. Thanks for being on the show. Now, folks, just to let you know, if you're looking for a home, if you're tired of paying rent, look no further than Reach. We say you can be a homeowner again, even if the threat of foreclosure is knocking on your door. FHA has a new plan, one that will help you get your home back together, get your life back together, even if you've been turned down before. The first step is documenting your situation. FHA requires it. You can learn how to do that and much, much more by attending this special one-hour educational class from Reach. They are HUD-approved educators, and with FHA's guidance, you may be in a new home before you know it. That's right. No more waiting 2 or 3 years for them to get their act together. FHA, the grandfather of all housing-insured loans, is at it again, and they're helping you stabilize your life, your family, and your community. Call them today at 855-48-REACH. That's 855-48-REACH. The number is 855-487-3224. We invite you to meet the good folks at Reach today at 2 o'clock for a complete and free explanation of this program. Reach offices are located at 8409 North Military Trail in Palm Beach Gardens. Look for that great big Reach sign hanging atop Suite 112. So if you're looking for a home, and this is the program for you, the waiting game is over. Your dreams are within reach. Again, call them today, toll free at 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. And remember to press 0 for the operator. Reach holds these FHA classes at least once a month. So if you missed this class, can't make it there by 2 o'clock today, then call them and they'll schedule a class for you. Don't miss out. Reach out. All classes are taught in Spanish, English, and Creole. So let's take a pause for the cause as our crack news director prepares for the Mort Minute. We're in the final stages of Reach Radio's countdown, and we're ready for some real estate news and opinion brought to you by reachforhousing.org. We'll be right back when it's safe to return.
Ain't got no home. I know baby.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a Reach certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing@reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3244.
Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home.
I know fate's wrong.
Welcome back to Reach Radio, the place where owning your own home becomes a reality when you reach for housing.com. Of course, that's reach the number four housing.org. Excuse me, it wasn't a com, it's an org. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, reinstating the Reach Challenge. You know, for the next 25 days, Reach will match your donations dollar for dollar up to $5,000 for the construction of the Triumph Mission Haitian Church in Haiti. And Reach supports Pastor Michelin and building that church so that he may assist those hardest hit during the earthquake that shook Haiti a few years ago. It's hard to believe, folks. They're still living in tents over there, and we're trying to rectify that situation, and Pastor Michelin is working hard to get that done, and we hope to get that church completed by Thanksgiving. So let's send a special gift to those hardest hit in Haiti. Send your tax-deductible gift to Triumph Haitian Mission, in care of Reach at 8409 North Military Trail, Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, 33410. Do that today. We appreciate your help. And you know, we always like it. We're the most giving nation on the planet, I believe. And we always help those in need. And that's exactly what we need to do here at the Mission Church in Haiti. So that just about brings us up to our Reach Radio's rant with the from the king of all ranters, the Monsignor of Mort's Minute. Mort, what's on the ranting block? You know, you said you don't have a rant today, right?
No, I'm not ranting. I'm going to give some sound advice today.
All right,
sound
let's have.
And let me just remind you, I believe that Pastor Michelin's going to be here next week.
That's right. He's going to take a break from Haiti and come on over and say hi to us, which will be a good thing. And he'll give us a little, I'm sure that Renee goes over there on a regular basis, but Pastor Michelin's got the hammer in the hand, and he'll be able to really let us know what's going on.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I think that'll be great. Okay, this is Mort Ages with the Mort Minute. Just because the government is closed down doesn't mean the local courts are closed. The local courts are still working. So remember, good listeners, if you get a message of something on your door, or you get something come through the mail and it's an envelope or a notice from the court, please, please open it. Okay? It's very important that you act on these notices, because if you don't, they will take your house away and they will sell it to someone else before you know it. Just because you don't have money doesn't mean that there's no help. You can start out by calling 211. They'll point you in the right direction. One of those would be legal aid. Another one would be us, Reach for Housing. Their organizations at Legal Aid, they're not going to charge you. They're not going to charge you to get you started in defending whatever's come on in your mailbox or posted on your door. And we are here to help. Reach is always here. Our number is 855-487-3224. I repeat that, 855-487-3224. 487-3224. And that's the Mort Minute. But our housing jefe here keeps saying, tell me more about vampire REOs and zombie foreclosures.
Well, you got about 10 seconds. Lay it on me.
Oh, dear. It's hard to do in 10 seconds. But basically, a vampire REO is a home that's owned by the bank and is still being occupied. Okay?
Right.
Okay? And a zombie foreclosure are houses that are still languishing in the foreclosure process. That can take sometimes up to 3 or 4 years.
Wow. Well, we'll keep an eye on that for you. And we'd like to thank you for spending your Saturday afternoon with us. And we want to thank our guests for stopping by. They were great as usual. Remember to visit our website at reachforhousing.org. That's reach, the number 4, housing.org. Or call us toll-free at 855-48-REACH. That's 855-48-REACH. We'll see you next Saturday, live from 12 to 1. We are having fun helping kids. That's what we do. Thank you for joining us. See you next week.
Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. I'm a lonely boy.